Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Going to get into our Pick 6 segment. Just want to remind everybody, though, the big news coming out, not just for Louisiana, but nationally. Bryce Underwood flipping his commitment from LSU to Michigan. Wolverines putting up big bucks to get him to stay in the state.
Yeah, and again, we've heard it for the last 2-3 weeks that they were really putting a big press on him. And then Adam Scheffner broke the news just I guess about 45 minutes to an hour ago. So
yeah,
that's a big loss for LSU because they were trying to keep that tradition of top quarterbacks coming into the program. And, Bryce looked as though he was going to stay with that commitment. And all of a sudden, bang, you get the flip today. And that's when it's hard. When you're recruiting a guy out of state, he's feeling a lot of pressure to stay home. And if the money's right, bang, and the money seemed to be pretty good there.
The hits keep coming for Brian Kelly.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, we're going to get into our Pick 6 segment now. Charlie, how did we fare this week, this past week?
Better. Better than, but it's, I mean, you can only go up from the week before.
Yeah, right.
Well, how bad can it get?
With 4-2, tied with Bobby, actually, who also went 4-2. Steve, you and I went 3-3, and that's what I get for picking the Commies over the Eagles. A little bit too much anti-American for my blood ties, and that definitely bit me in the behind. So right now, we're standing at the records. I'm 34-32. Mike, you're 33-33. Bobby is at 29-37. And Steve, you're at 31-35. So I am hanging on to above 500. Mike, you're chasing my tail. I got to pick up some wins here. So we'll jump right into it, guys.
All right.
Week 13. We're going to start off with the top five matchup that everyone's kind of curious about. I don't think anyone's really excited, but they're all curious. Number 5, Indiana, and number 2, Ohio State. And the Buckeyes, you know, I did this on Tuesday, 12.5-point favorites at home over Indiana, undefeated Indiana. And this is where we're all going to find out, is Indiana legit? Are they for real? They played a soft schedule to this point. They're 10-0, top 5 team, but 12.5-point underdogs against Ohio State.
Yeah, I like Indiana. I don't think they're going to win the game, but I do have them with the 12.5 points. I'm going to take them in this matchup at Ohio State.
I was leaning toward Ohio State, and then they lost their starting center for the year.
Oh, and I'm like, that's your biggest stat right there, right?
Give me Indiana and the points.
I heard that.
Come on, Charlie. Yeah. Come on, you got it.
Mike, I was the same way with you. We talked about this on Tuesday. I was just like, half of me thinks that Ohio State just bullies this team, right? And that, like, they get blown out, and then all the conversation comes is, does Indiana deserve a spot, even though they have a one loss on their record? At the same time, losing your center, we always talk about how important the center is, especially that important of a center who was, I think, just recently named to one of the offensive line trophies, the only center on that.
Remington
list as well.
Award.
Yeah.
And also Jim Nagy was going to invite him to the Senior Bowl, and then bang, you know, in practice, man, that's what is a killer when you lose a guy like that in practice. And he really played well this year for the Buckeyes.
Yeah, Seth McLaughlin. And real quick, guys, it's Kurt Cignetti. I just want to give him some credit because I think there was the quote that he put out a couple weeks ago that he's won everywhere that he's been. And, I mean, he's not lying. This dude is a 129-35 record as a head coach in football. So I think Omar Ohio State wins. And you know what? I'll do it. This is a bad pick by me because I know their center's out. But give me Ohio State to win by 13 or more points.
Ding, ding, ding. All right.
Up next, we got a top 20 matchup. Army at Notre Dame. Number 18, Army at number 6, Notre Dame. Notre Dame, 14.5-point favorites at home.
Notre Dame.
Yeah, it's a big number for me, but I'm going to take the Fighting Irish at home against Army.
This one's a clean sweep. I forgot to mention that Bobby's got Indiana, so I'm standing alone with the Buckeyes. This is a clean sweep. I'm with y'all on Notre Dame. I just saw what they did to Navy a few weeks back.
Right.
I feel like it's probably not going to be that bad, but it's going to be something a little bit similar. And then closing out college football week 13, Vanderbilt at LSU. The Tigers, 7.5-point favorites at home. Bobby's got LSU minus 7.5.
Yeah, the Tigers have burned me a ton this year. I don't like the way they're playing at all. I do think they win this matchup at 7.5 against the tough Vandy team. Give me the Doors in Baton Rouge. I might be a little nuts on this, though.
Give me Vandy in the points.
I'm with both of you. So Bobby's standing alone with LSU here. I just don't like how LSU's been playing, and I think Vanderbilt's
No, for sure.
And you know what? Every time they count Vanderbilt out, they have play a big game. And look what they did last week. They didn't play well against South Carolina. A lot of that got to do with South Carolina now. But, man, LSU, they seem to be a team with absolutely no confidence.
No, I'm with you. And I think that Vanderbilt could sneaky – like, once again, I kind of agree with you, Steve, that they probably win, but I don't know if they cover. This might be like a three-point game or something, like a field goal type of game.
Moving on, can't trust the Tigers.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see what happens. NFL Week 12, we got the 49ers at the Packers. Green Bay, 2.5-point favorites at home.
I'm going to go with the Pack at home, especially with news that Brock Purdy's not dealing with it. He's dealing with a shoulder issue right now, too. Like the Pack in Lambeau, 2.5, pretty easy for me on this one.
Even with Brock Purdy healthy, give me the Packers.
I'm with you. The 49ers, you know, they've had such an up-and-down season. Their loss to the Seahawks is just like, it kind of culminated there, right?
Yeah.
Bobby's got the 49ers plus 2.5. I guess he thinks that they either win or keep it really tight. But give me the Packers here, minus 2.5. I agree with both of you. Moving on, Sunday Night Football, the Eagles at the Rams. Philadelphia, 2.5-point favorites on the road.
Man, the Rams, they are such a, you know, up and down team. Philadelphia's been on a roll. I'm going to take the Eagles in L.A., given that 2.5.
So, Bobby also has the Eagles, and I'm also taking the Eagles. I agree with you, Steve. I think they're a more well-balanced team than the Rams. I do like the Rams' defensive line and their weapons at receiver. I do think that the Eagles get it done, though, with their rushing attack, and their DBs have been playing awesome recently.
Mike D had the sigh on this one.
Yeah, I thought about the Rams, but I got to go Eagles.
Clean sweep.
Yeah.
Sweep it up.
Clean sweep for the Eagles at the Rams. Congratulations, L.A., on Sunday Night Football. Moving on, we got Monday Night Football. The Ravens, 3-point favorites at the Chargers. Bobby's got the Chargers plus 3, and I agree with him. Because
yeah, Luke was just mentioning this matchup. We got brother versus brother on the sideline.
Yeah, Justin Herbert versus that pass defense for the Ravens. Just no bueno. Give me the Chargers plus 3 here.
I'm going to take the Ravens on the road in this matchup. Going to give it to the big brother in the matchup.
I'm going to go Chargers.
All right.
You know, the Ravens are so schizophrenic.
Very true.
Man, that's the worst type of team to bet on. That they all over the board. They got flaws, certainly in the secondary. The Ravens do. Man, if the Chargers had a better passing attack, I would say this would be easy. But
Herbert's been heating up, though.
Yeah,
I know what he's throwing though.
That first half against Cincinnati –
yeah,
that was as good as you could see. And then we saw the best of Joe Burrow in the second half. Man, two gunslingers going at it.
That is a wrap on our Pick 6 segment. Hopefully we get these matchups a little bit more correct. We seem to be on the more positive side after this week, Charlie, this last week.
We have a lot of the same picks, though, so we know what happened last time.
We know the one game everybody be watching, Indiana-Ohio State.
For sure.
You know, because that's going to tell you a lot about both teams. And, you know, one thing with Cignetti, man, he's going to use that us against the world till he can't use it anymore.